This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Concepcion Rodriguez, CONCEPCIONRODRIGUEZ. Date of birth 06/18/1957. Date of appointment. March 25th, 2024. Requesting physician Mamdani Raza Ali, MAMDANIRAZAALI. Dear Dr. Raza Ali, I have the pleasure of seeing Concepcion Rodriguez today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 66-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who on March 10th, 2024 went to the St. Mary's Hospital due to the numbness of the left side of the face, arm and leg. Face was swollen, also left hand was weak. She cannot feel the leg. It was little bit weak. Still she has some weakness. She was having little bit headache, but no speech problem, no visual problem. MRI of the brain done, which is negative for a stroke. CT angiogram of the head and neck was also negative. Today she is here in my office for follow-up. Past medical history, asymptomatic microscopic hematuria. GERD, gastritis, upper respiratory infection. Past surgical history, herniorrhaphy, rectal surgery, hysterectomy. Please write in the past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperthyroidism, restless leg syndrome, obstructive sleep apnea, depression, anxiety. Allergy, citalopram, enalapril, famotidine, medication at home, medication, albuterol, aerosol inhaler, amlodipine, atorvastatine, 80 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, levothyroxine, ropinirole 0.25 milligram, 4 tablet at night, pantoprazole, budesonide, formoterol, azithromycin, sinusoid, alendronate, metoprolol, simvastatine, bupropion, hydroxyzine, quetiapine, sertraline. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives with the boyfriend, have 5 children. Family history, mother deceased with the heart problem and asthma, father deceased, CABG. One sister, one brother, alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that She is having headache, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety. Physical examination. Blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, valves on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is strength right sided 545, left sided minus 545, deep tender reflex is 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait at axis, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian, 66-year-old left-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right-sided thalamic stroke with the left-sided weakness and numbness. Number two, anxiety. Number three, depression. Number four, headache. Number five, lightheadedness, dizziness. Number six, gait ataxic. Next paragraph. Patient is newly diagnosed with LAQs. I will continue. Patient is newly diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and non-LAQs. I will continue the LAQs and aspirin 81 mg PO daily. I advised him to discontinue the Plavix. I will continue the atorvastatin also. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Patient is also on sertraline 100 mg, quetiapine 200 mg, and hydroxyzine 25 mg. Patient is also taking ropinirole 0.25 mg 4 tablet daily for restless leg syndrome. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.